Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking at something pretty interesting. The program from the 65th Annual Cinderella Charity Ball.
Yeah, this one took place April 19th, 2025, right here in Arlington.
And it's more than just a program booklet. It feels like a window into the community.
Definitely.
Our goal here is to, well, understand how this tradition works, look at its history, and figure out the actual impact it has on young people in Arlington.
That's right. Yeah. Because you might just see Charity Ball and think, okay, fancy dresses, maybe some dancing.
Right.
But when you actually dig into this program, there's a whole story here about community spirit and this long-term commitment to supporting kids.
Exactly. We'll unpack everything, the schedule, the history, the scholarships, the ladies' auxiliary.
Two are key, definitely.
Have you ever wondered how an event like this, kind of traditional on the surface, stays relevant and actually makes a difference?
Yeah.
That's what we want to get into. This program, it really lays out the what and the why. We've got the timeline, these impressive Miss Cinderella candidates, scholarship details, the history, and like you said, the ladies' auxiliary.
So where should we start? The core mission seems like the place.
Good idea. What's the main point of it all?
Well, the program makes it super clear right away. The number one goal is raising money, crucial funds, for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Tarrant County.
Specifically the Arlington branches.
Exactly, the ones right here.
And it's not just generic fundraising, is it? The program, it really talks about these funds providing vital resources and, maybe even more critical, mentorship opportunities. Things that help kids grow.
It paints a picture of the clubs as a real anchor for a lot of kids, a home away from home, it says.
Yeah, I saw that phrase.
Offering academic help, skills training, social stuff, recreation, you know, things they might not get otherwise.
That feels very comprehensive.
It really is. It's not just after school activities. The program suggests it's about building pathways, academic success, job skills, social development. It's holistic.
Okay, so if you actually went to the ball, what's the evening like? The program maps it out pretty clearly.
It does. It kicks off with a cocktail hour. Then there's an invocation, looks like, by Darla Pesnell. She's the president of the Ladies Auxiliary.
Okay.
Then you move into dinner. And that's when you start hearing more about the why.
Right, the purpose.
Yeah. Daphne Barlow-Stigliano, she's the president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Club, she gives remarks. So directly linking the event to the kids served.
Makes sense.
And Mike Snyder is the MC, Master of Ceremonies. A familiar local name.
Guiding the whole thing. And then what's probably a big moment for many, the presentation of the Miss Cinderella candidates.
Oh, absolutely. Introduced this year by Georgia Adams, who was Miss Cinderella last year in 2024. That must be quite a moment for those young women.
I bet. A culmination of a lot of effort.
For sure. And right after that, they announced the scholarship winners.
Okay. And these aren't just any scholarships, right? The program names specific ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it details the Carol H. Zimmer Award, the AOA Orthopedic Community Service Award, and the Catherine A. Lotzenheiser Scholarship.
Giving them names like that adds weight, doesn't it? Connects them to people.
It really does. It shows history and personal commitment. Then there are the Cinderfella recognitions. That's new this year. We should talk about that.
Definitely.
And then the big reveal, the 2025 Miss Cinderella and her court. And it wraps up with entertainment. Looks like Lance Panton, my DFW DJ.
So a full evening, structured to celebrate, but also fundamentally to raise those funds.
Let's circle back to those scholarships for a minute, because that really highlights the educational mission woven into this.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
The Ladies Auxiliary set up the scholarship program way back in 1983, and it's actually twofold.
How so?
Well, scholarships are awarded based on academics, extracurriculars, recommendations, a whole package. And crucially, this is completely separate from who gets chosen as Miss Cinderella.
Oh, that's important. So it's recognizing young women for their overall achievements, not just participation in this one event.
Exactly. It's about their dedication and potential more broadly.
Right.
And the program notes, First Rate Inc. supports these scholarships. Corporate sponsorship is obviously huge here.
No kidding.
And what's really striking when you flip through the program is this long list of past scholarship winners.
Going all the way back to 83.
Yep. Decades. It makes you think about the ripple effect, you know?
Yeah.
All those young women getting support for their education over the years.
It's a serious long-term investment in Arlington's young people.
Totally. And those named scholarships have stories. The Catherine A. Lotzenheiser Scholarship. Mm-hmm. There's a lovely tribute to her in the program.
What did it say?
It talks about her being absolutely pivotal in starting the merit scholarship idea and her decades of dedication to the ladies' auxiliary. Just unwavering commitment.
Oh, wow. Naming it after her really keeps that legacy alive. It's more than just money then. It's honoring her spirit.
Exactly. And then there's the Carol H. Zimmer Award. Her story's interesting too. She got involved when her daughter was a candidate in 1990.
And the whole family stayed involved.
Deeply involved, yes. And she herself held leadership roles in the auxiliary for over 20 years. The program remembers her for her enthusiasm and kindness. It's these personal stories that really make it.
It elevates it beyond just a fundraiser. And there's one more, the Volunteer Service Award, sponsored by Arlington Orthopedic Association.
Right, AOA. And this one's interesting because it specifically recognizes the Miss Cinderella candidate who put in the most volunteer hours directly at the Boys and Girls Clubs during the campaign.
Oh, wow. So it incentivizes direct connection.
Precisely. It encourages the candidates to really see the work firsthand, connect with the kids they're supporting. It started in 2020 for the 60th anniversary.
That's a great addition. It links the fundraising directly to the service.
Yeah, it fosters real engagement.
Okay, now, the heart of the event itself, the Miss Cinderella candidates. The program introduces 20 young women for 2025.
And each gets her own page, photo, bio.
As you look through them, you're really struck by, well, how accomplished they are. High grades, lots of activities, community service.
Definitely. And reading their bios, you see such a diverse range of interests and future plans. Medicine, engineering, arts, public service. It's not just one type of person.
It really highlights leadership potential across the board.
Yeah, it shows the kind of talented and ambitious young women this event attracts.
And then there's that new element we mentioned, the Cinderfella Escort Program for 2025.
Right, a pilot program this year.
What's the deal with that?
Well, it involved the young men selected as escorts getting involved in the fundraising side, too. The program lists them and their schools.
So bringing the guys into the fundraising mission as well.
Exactly. It feels like a move towards, you know, greater inclusivity, broadening the engagement beyond just the young women.
Spreading the responsibility and the opportunity to contribute.
Yeah, and the program makes a point of recognizing their enthusiasm and dedication to the cause.
Now, none of this happens without the engine behind it all, the Ladies Auxiliary of Arlington.
Absolutely fundamental, formed way back in 1967.
A volunteer organization that basically makes the ball happen every year. The program lists the leadership, Darla Pesnell as president, the other officers.
And it really stresses their vital role. They ensure this thing succeeds as a major fundraiser year after year.
And their impact goes beyond just the ball itself, right? The program lists specific projects they've funded for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Oh, it's impressive. We're talking branch renovations, buying buses for transportation, which is huge program materials, security systems, even setting up basic needs centers and teen spaces.
Wow. So yeah. Tangible, practical support across the board.
It's very hands-on. They're not just writing checks. They seem deeply involved in figuring out what the clubs need and making it happen.
The program even mentions their partnership with the Boys and Girls Clubs Board as like a national model.
That strong collaboration seems key.
Yeah.
The auxiliary brings the volunteer power and fundraising muscle, working with the board for the long haul.
Okay, let's step back into history a bit. This ball is Arlington's oldest continuous social event and charitable benefit.
That's what the program says. Started in 1961, and the goal right from the start was money for the Arlington Boys Club.
Which back then was focused on sports and guidance for boys from middle and lower income families.
Exactly. And the initial concept was pretty straightforward.
How did it work at first?
Outstanding high school girls would basically solicit donations and sell tickets to a formal event. They'd be recognized, and the one who raised the most money was crowned Miss Cinderella.
And she became like an ambassador for the Boys Club.
Yeah, a goodwill ambassador. Mm-hmm. The very first ball, 1961, was led by a Mrs. Elma White. Only six candidates, all from Arlington High.
Just six. Wow. But it worked.
Immediate financial success, apparently, showed the potential right away. So it became an annual thing overseen by the Boys Club Board.
Until the Ladies Auxiliary formed in 67.
Right. Under Mrs. Adolph Reinhardt. That provided the structure, the dedicated volunteer base needed to really grow it into the major event it is now.
And the program states, over $15 million raised since the beginning.
$15 million. It's a staggering number. It really speaks to decades of community commitment.
It really does. And to make that number feel real, the program featured Jemiah G, She's the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Tarrant County's 2025 Youth of the Year.
And her story is powerful. It puts a face to the mission.
What does she say?
She says, no matter what background you have or what you're going through, you are loved and supported when you walk through those doors. That's impactful.
Wow.
And she talks about her own journey from feeling unsure to becoming Youth of the Year, even starting her own nonprofit for mental health. It just shows the potential transformation.
It really brings the mission to life, doesn't it?
Right.
We also hear from Miss Cinderella 2024, Georgia Adams. There's a letter from her in the program.
Yeah, and she talks about her gratitude, the life skills she learned, financial literacy, public speaking. Things you get from an experience like that.
Things beyond just the title.
Absolutely. She really praises the Ladies Auxiliary and talks about her connection with the kids at the clubs. It brings it all back to that human level, the why.
And finally, you can't ignore the sheer number of sponsors listed.
Oh, yeah. Pages of them. Banks, construction companies, local shops, individuals.
It shows incredibly broad community buy-in. You also see the Boys and Girls Clubs Board of Governors listed the whole structure supporting it.
That wide base of support really highlights the collaborative nature of this. It's not just one group. It's the community coming together for its young people.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into the 65th Cinderella Ball program, what are the main things we should take away?
Well, I think it's clear this is way more than just a party. It's a really deep-rooted Arlington tradition, laser-focused on helping kids through the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Right.
You see the dedication of the Ladies Auxiliary, that's huge. The enthusiasm of the candidates, and now the Cinderfellas, too. The generosity of all those sponsors.
Those powerful stories from the youth served, like Jemiah's.
Exactly. It all comes together to show, you know, the real power of a community working together for a common goal, supporting its next generation.
It really does. Which kind of makes you think, reflecting on this event, its history, how it keeps going.
Yeah.
How many other seemingly traditional events in our towns and cities might have a similar kind of deep evolving impact that we just don't notice day to day?
That's an interesting thought.
Could digging into their origins and how they operate now reveal surprising things about, well, the fabric of our communities and what we value? Something to chew on.
Definitely something to think about.